Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Hey, here we go with another Featured Artist Profile. This week it is Lincoln Brewster. We were so excited to be able to go and video a concert that Lincoln put on at the Church of the Rock in Castle Rock, Colorado. And we got some time to interview Lincoln after the show, and I think you're going to enjoy the interview. I know you'll love the music. This guy just absolutely flat out brings it on guitar. His whole band brings it. They just rock. So I know you'll enjoy it. Sit back and take a listen to what he has to say. This is a great perspective from an artist who came from the secular world of music and moved over into Christian music and now uses that as a ministry. What a great platform for him. And again, the music speaks for itself. He just rocks. So enjoy it. Lincoln Brewster. You know, doing this radio show with 1615.tv, it's often that we get to talk to artists, and it's exciting, and it's really cool that we get to do that. But it's not often that we get to talk to an artist who rocks. I mean, I'm here with Lincoln Brewster. It's Ken Watmore with 1615.tv, and we just got done watching an unbelievable performance, and all glory to God, he's blessed you with an amazing talent. Dude, that was unreal.
Thank you.
Tell me what you think coming out of that show.
Man, I was thinking of that picture of looking out at the crowd at the end, all the people who accepted Christ, all the people who raised their hands. It still blows me away, you know? I don't know why. It seems like I go into so many of these assuming, hey, these must all be Christians, and that's just not the case. People are inviting their friends who aren't believers, and they're getting to hear the gospel and respond to it. It's amazing. So that's the part. You know, I love music. I love playing, but honestly, I still view it as a tool. You know, it's a means for people to hear the gospel. So,
yeah, you know, it amazes me with music how much God can use that to move people. I mean, I've been a believer for years, and still to hear certain songs or to feel God's presence during worship music, it's remarkable how he can move people. You see that in a lot of different places, and you maybe get a different perspective than a lot of people do, speaking to the fact that there's so many new believers in this, you know, in this setting. You played with Steve Perry. You've got that kind of rock and roll, you know, big name luster that comes along with it, which is cool, and it's a gift. But do you feel like you have maybe a different perspective and a different draw in these crowds because of that?
You know, maybe so. I think it's hard to quantify when God calls you to do something and you have an anointing to do that thing. I think, you know, all the other things don't necessarily have to add up from a logical point of view, that if God touches it and he's going, it doesn't matter. I'll use the you know, simple things to confound the wise. It's like, look, it doesn't always have to make sense. And I'm still blown away that I'm doing this. You know, the fact that I sing is just actually comical to me. I don't like the way I sound. I do it because God's called me to do it. It blows me away that anyone else likes it, you know. But, you know, just keep moving forward and keep the goal in mind. And so, yeah, you know, it's been interesting, though. Like, as I look at the things that God's allowed me to do, playing with Steve's one of those things, it did add some credibility where I might be able to speak to somebody in a different way, just because of that credibility, than maybe a different artist who they'd go, you know, you've been a Christian your whole life, you wouldn't understand. And, you know, for me, I can say, well, I haven't been a Christian my whole life. I was raised in a really tough situation growing up. Didn't really have a dad, or certainly not one worth modeling. And I played mainstream music and kind of played with some of the best musicians in the world. And I'm convinced it ain't all that, you know, it just wasn't that. And so there's biggest difference for me is just this has purpose. And that when you go to a mainstream concert, the artists are typically there for themselves and so is the crowd. And these are different. We're all here to lift up God and seeking to live lives with a purpose far beyond just ourselves, which is real cool.
That is really cool. Let me ask you, in you know, you said during the show, and many people who will even see this and hear this that follow your music have heard that you became a believer at 19.
Yeah.
You gave your life to the Lord. And but after that, you were playing in mainstream music. What was there an event that prompted you to say, you know what, I've got to go serve the Lord, and I'm getting out of mainstream music to move into, you know, I mean, you went to a church, you played in a church. What made that move? That's dramatic.
You know, it wasn't one thing. I remember this wasn't like straw that broke camel's back, but this was definitely kind of step one in that direction. Was I was in Cleveland playing with Steve. I think this was five shows into our tour of 60, and you know, I was standing on stage. I was a young Christian at the time, and people were, you know, like clawing at my legs, and it was all the, you know, everything that you think of. And I remember just looking up at the roof of the venue, just apologizing to God. Just, I'm sorry, Lord. You're not getting any glory for what you've given me. And I think that was the first step. And I'm a real logic thinker. Like, I just tend to think that way, you know, boy, this makes sense or that doesn't make sense. And I went, God gave this gift, and I should be using it for Him. That makes sense. Mm. And so I just chose to do that. And singing came way later. And that was more of a, Lord, if you'll give me the courage to sing, I'll use it for you. And He did. And so this is what it is. Yeah. And I'm just doing it for Him. So that's it.
That's awesome. We're all blessed by it. And I know that you are too. And God is blessed. And a couple more things and you can get out of here, because I know you're running and you got a whole band waiting for you. You know, I recognize as a father, there's a moment, and I'm not sure which one of your boys, whether it's Liam or Levi, at the end of Everlasting God.
Yeah, it's Levi.
That's
Levi.
Yeah. Now, Liam is on one of these songs too, right?
He's on, he's on one of the songs on the new album, on Today's the Day, at the end of God You Reign.
Okay.
You hear three people say God You Reign. It's my wife, and then Levi, then Liam's the little guy.
Awesome. I knew, I'd heard somewhere that you had spoke to that and said you included him too. And I noticed that during this show, you play, you know, you play your child at the end of your song. So your kids aren't here, but you get, the audience gets to share that with you. I've got to say, as a parent, that I know that never gets old.
No.
And what does that do for you? I mean, it's got to move you on stage to hear your kids speaking scripture, words breathed by God.
It's amazing. It's the most moving time I had with that particular, you know, with listening to that at the end of that song. We got invited to join Greg Laurie in Anaheim for the Harvest Crusade there. And the night that we played, it's at Angel Stadium. They turned away 3,000 people. That's how full it was. I mean, it was literally standing room, packed out. And we played Everlasting God. And at the end of the song, we hold that last chord and Levi comes in and we're just standing on stage. And for 60 seconds, you know, my son is reading the Word of God to 55,000 people. And he's got the floor. And it took everything, I still even get choked up thinking about it. It took everything within me to not just completely fall to pieces. You can see me on the video if you watch it. I definitely started choking up and shedding some tears. And, you know, I realized I needed to keep leading, so I had to kind of keep it together. But it was probably the coolest moment of the whole year. It was just unbelievable. And to think that when we did that, we were in a little room, you know, in my studio, hanging out, just me and him, stayed up late one night, and God really blessed that. We prayed together, you know, he was only five at the time, but we prayed together, and prayed that God would anoint it, and that no matter where people were in the whole world when they heard it, that they would be moved and blessed and drawn closer to the Lord. And so, I was, a whole plethora of emotions were going through my mind at that time, and but man, it was powerful. It was just unbelievable. And I've heard some amazing stories about it, really ministering to people and it being kind of like, one lady told me I was ready to take my own life and she found out she needed a kidney transplant. It was really a bad, bad season. And she heard that song on the radio. He comes on, pulls off to the side, cries her eyes out and says, I want to live. It is amazing, you know. So, no, it doesn't get old. It doesn't get old at all. And I just hope and pray that as a parent and as a father that I can steward that heart in him well. That really is his heart. He has a great heart for God, and he's a great brother to Liam. I mean, both my kids are great kids. They really are good kids, and I just hope and pray I can be the dad that they deserve, you know. And that's a humbling feat to think about every day, you know, knowing myself and my flaws. But I tell you what, even though I'm a flawed man and I've got my issues, my kids will know that they're loved, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm committed to that.
That's a great commitment, a great calling. I was going to ask you something else, but it's a great place to end it there.
Okay.
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.